ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
So, Peyton, is this your final game for your career?
You know, I'll take some time to reflect. I got a couple of priorities first. I want to go kiss my wife and my kids. I want to go, you know, hug my family. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy. I promise you that. And so I'm going to take care of those things first. And definitely going to say a little prayer and thank the man upstairs for this great opportunity. And I'm just very grateful.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on. Visit or post. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, it's all available on podcastarena.com, just like everything we do. Also on that app. Really good app. Go check it out. Mostly Super Bowl, but we mixed it up a little bit. Yeah. And some other stuff, too. I usually wait a little bit on calls of the first segment, but LB's got something you want to talk about.
Yeah. LB, what's going on, man? Sports to you.
Yeah, you guys just played the first one, but I just wanted to mention and see what you guys thought of your take on Peyton Manning there. He plugged Budweiser not once, but twice. He did it again when he was holding the Super Bowl trophy. Do you think that's setting him up for a pretty lucrative deal
No.
If he does retire?
No, I think that there Budweiser. Was. I think there was already a lucrative deal in place, which I find completely obnoxious. Dude, this was... This was his, I mean, if this was his John Elway, you know, walk off the field moment, it's ruined for me. You know, Peyton Manning's one of the best who has ever played this game. And that win for him was huge in his legacy because, Peyton Manning's one of the few guys who, if he had only won one Super Bowl in his career, people would be disappointed in him because the expectations were higher.
Yeah, Brett Favre.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. And there's...
As they will be with Aaron Rodgers if he never wins
no another. No doubt. He's been held to a different standard his whole career, and he really needed that second Super Bowl to solidify himself as one of the greats of all time. One of the now he can be in that conversation with Elway and Montana and those guys where he wouldn't have been able to be in that before if he only had one Super Bowl. To ruin it with the multiple Budweiser plugs... Had he just done it that first time, you could have maybe passed it off as sounding like, okay, I worked it in, you know, now give me my couple million or whatever. But the second time when he was like, oh, I'm going to drink a whole bunch of beer tonight, a whole bunch of Budweiser, then it's blatantly obvious that that's a paid endorsement that you're doing in the moment where, you know, that's how we're going to remember Peyton Manning. That's the last time he's going to be on that podium. That's what we're going to remember. I found that to be very annoying. And I think that was a bad look.
You know what, though? I'm not surprised. That's what he's been his whole career. He's been he is a commercial whore. He has always been that. And I'm not – and it's not really any different than somebody saying, oh, I'm going to Disney World. They obviously paid him money for it. I think it's cheesy. I don't like it, but I mean that's what he's. I didn't like cut that meat either.
Yeah,
he's always been overexposed on commercials and things like that.
And kissing Papa John on his way out to the middle.
Yeah,
I mean, give me a break. Like that's our last impression of Peyton Manning is him kissing Papa John, and then going out to the middle of the field and hawking Budweiser. Really. Is that how Johnny Unitas went out? Stop it.
Somebody says Peyton owns a couple Budweiser distilleries. Okay. Distribution centers. Okay. All right. I still think it's – I'm not a fan. I mean, yes, we have stuff that we pitch. We have stuff that we talk about here. That's also kind of what we do. That's how you – you know what? You pay for tickets to go see him play.
Yeah.
You don't pay for crap when you listen to us. You know how you we're on for free? You know how you get this for free? It's because we have sponsors.
Yeah.
That's it. So, sorry, it's not the same thing. Drake. In from Canada. What's up, Drake?
Hello.
Sports.
Sports, buddy. Hey, man, I just want to talk about Cam Newton. I hear a lot about how he choked and couldn't handle the pressure and all this and that. Well, in my opinion, 2 weeks before, the defense, the Broncos defense did the same thing to Tom Brady and the Patriots, and he's a three-time Super Bowl champion, you know. He's a veteran in the league, and I don't think it's so much that Cam Newton choked. I think he just couldn't handle it. The defense is just too overwhelming.
Well, listen, that's part of it for sure. I mean, this is the Broncos defense. Like I said, this was the best defense in the league. It's not like Cam Newton went out and would have played that kind of a game against, you know, had they played Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. It would have been a different story. But the fact is, he went up against the number one defense, and if there was a matchup to watch, it was the Broncos, who had the best defense in the league, against Cam Newton, who was the league MVP and the best quarterback in the league this season, and the Broncos defense dominated that matchup. So that's what the story is.
Yeah, I'm not going to say he choked. I think the guy, I mean, they've done that to Brady. They did that to Roethlisberger. I don't like his behavior on the sidelines. I think that was pretty pathetic. And I'm fine with that criticism, but you know what? It wasn't all on him, and I said this in the first hour. There were a couple passes that should have been caught, including one that got picked off. But he also didn't protect the ball, but you have to against that defense. And I'm going to give the defense credit for forcing the turnovers, getting the sacks, getting pressure on, taking away. Basically, I love their game plan, which was take away the run from him and make him throw the football.
Yep.
And, you know, he had some guys open early. He missed. And then he had some
guys that dropped.
He had some guys that dropped the ball.
But you know what? That's what he's had all season long to work with.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted Ginn, his drop passes all season long, but everything's magnified in the Super Bowl. Everything.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN.
And really, the only reason we're not talking about how crappy Peyton Manning played is because Cam was worse.
Yeah, although the one difference is that Peyton only turned the ball over the one time. That was really the one difference.
But, I mean, Peyton didn't do anything really big to help that team win.
And
I mean, it was a terrible off. I mean, both quarterbacks had terrible days.
It was to be honest, unless you're a fan of defense and turnovers, that was a crap game to watch. And I think I'm going to go back to what I said earlier in the year, that the quality of play has been pretty pathetic all year long in the NFL. I think the quality of defense was really, really good last night. Both sides. I thought Carolina's defense played well enough to win a lot of Super Bowls.
They played very well.
But, you know, it's still hard football to watch. And I don't enjoy it as much as I do when a team gets out there and actually, you know, throws the ball around and scores some points. But that's just me. Let's try one more. Neil. What's up, Neil?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing sports.
Good, good. With regard to Peyton, whether or not he got paid for Budweiser, I mean, he's still a great quarterback. As you said, guys, talk about Disneyland. I shouldn't think that should detract from all the good that he's done on the field. And let's look at it from a different standpoint. Suppose it's true that he just likes Budweiser. I know some of my friends, when they finish doing something, they say, hey, I'm going to go home and have a couple of shots of Jack.
You know,
it could have just been that way.
I agree, but I mean, it just felt so forced.
Yeah.
On Peyton, and Lamont says that he owns a couple Budweiser distributorships, which that could be why. But I just didn't think it was that great of a look.
Well, once, like you said, once is fine. Twice is you're clearly plugging something, and that's I'm just not a fan of that. But hey, you know what? The guy won. I mean, he won a Super Bowl. Good for him.
Yeah.
There's certain things in certain places where I don't think stuff like that belongs, but okay. So he says, only thing worse than the quarterback play was Mike Carey. Notice they didn't call him again during the game. I, honestly.
Well, he hit that prop at least.
I still thought that was a catch. I never saw the ball hit the ground.
I didn't think it wasn't a catch, but I knew it wasn't going to get overturned.
Yeah, I don't think there was enough. There certainly wasn't enough evidence, but I did think it was a catch. It just, it's one of those, if it had been called the other way, it wouldn't have been overturned either. And, yeah, poor Mike Carey. Dude, he's just awful. James wants to know, am I the only one that thought Tlaib should have been ejected for his flagrant face mask tackle?
No, because at the time, I didn't know it was flagrant. I mean, it just looked like he was trying to make a play.
Yeah, I thought it was, I don't know, it looked to me like it's pretty obvious. Because once he grabbed his face mask, he kept pulling and throwing him out of bounds. He was clearly trying to do that. Yeah, I would have, I think, and that rule they talked about with where you get ejected after two personal fouls, he'd have been gone.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of like that rule. And in a play like that, I know it's a Super Bowl, but from his perspective, you're not going to get penalized much because you're inside the five anyway. So why not do that? And, you know, if you hurt somebody, you hurt somebody. I kind of think you got to, that's one where the refs have to say, you know what, he did this intentionally. Out of here. Go.
And Kramer reminds us that Peyton turned the ball over twice yesterday. He had that fumble as well. The awful, awful interception and then the fumble that he, where his arm got hit.
And actually, I had tweeted out right before the fumble that they should go to the Red Boy U Water Boy offense here and just take a friggin' knee because they weren't going to lose that game unless they turned the ball over. And damned if he doesn't turn the ball over when he drops back the pass.
Blake is right. Josh Norman should have had a pair of picks. Tolbert had the fumble that they lost. He also had another fumble that he was lucky enough to fall back onto. It wasn't just Cam Newton. You know, the Panthers is Luke Kuechly missed a tackle that he makes 99 times out of 100, and he misses it, and it goes for 20-something yards. I mean, the team as a whole, it just wasn't their day.
No. And
you know, I'm not trying to say this was all Cam's fault because it wasn't.
No, and I hope that's not coming off because I
but Luke Kuechly and Josh Norman didn't walk out of the postgame press conference.
Right.
Those guys weren't, you know, flopping like fish on the sideline every time Cam fumbled the ball. Wouldn't that have been something if when Cam fumbled, Luke Kuechly just like flopped onto his back and started kicking his legs around like the game was over because Cam made a mistake? That's why a lot of it's falling on Cam because he's the quarterback, and that's just the way it is.
And he's the face of that team, and the way he acted after the game brought
a
lot of
attention. He's damn near the face of the NFL. I mean, he's in the conversation for face of the NFL. Dude just was the MVP. I mean, there's a lot of expectations that come along with that.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number.
Fred, have I told you about Pajamagram yet?
I don't know if you have. Have you?
Well, I probably have, but I'm going to tell you one more time. Guys, Valentine's Day is coming up on Sunday, and they've got something special going on this year for Valentine's Day, a little saucy secret, the Hidden Secrets Pajamas, only from Pajamagram.com. These are the perfect Valentine's Day PJs. It'll be a little secret between the two of you. It's elegant and comfy for her, and you're thinking, oh, she's going to like that, but it's got a little something for you as well, a little sexy something. It's a gift that you'll both love. Check them out at pajamagram.com. They've got the softly draped fabric that's going to feel amazing to you and her. She's going to say, oh, these are so comfortable. But in the back, there's beautiful fall-away lace that reveals her skin. And, of course, that's what you really want to see on Valentine's Day is the lady's skin. It's a secret only the two of you are going to know about. Delivery guaranteed for Valentine's Day, but you've got to order now. You can't call on Saturday and expect it to show up at your house on Sunday. That's not how the mail works. You need to jump on it. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs this Valentine's Day. Share a secret with the one you love. Give her a pair of Hidden Secrets pajamas only from pajamagram.com. You don't have to gift wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I just say, it didn't bother me that much that Manning did. I just thought it was cheesy.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I've always thought he's overexposed. And look, I got to give him credit because he's made a fortune off the field doing stuff like that. And from a business perspective, he's done fantastic. I mean, buying Papa John's right before they, a bunch of Papa John's franchises right before they legalized weed in Colorado was genius. So I give him credit for that. But you don't need to always put it in their face, man, especially in that situation. And look, I think J.J. Watt's overexposed with his commercials.
I think so, too.
I get tired of seeing some of those.
At the same time, though, I mean, these guys, you want them.
It's a short career, man.
You get as much as you can out of it, man. But
yeah, that just, I guess there's a time and a place. Because a commercial I can turn off when I'm trying to hear what the guy's saying after the game. I guess I can turn that off, too. And actually, I did. Wasn't that interesting. 713-780-ESPN. By the way, did you hear, we haven't talked about J.J. winning his third defensive player of the year in 5 years. Did you hear what he said in his acceptance?
This is screw all the haters.
Yeah, John, you got that right, John?
He didn't say it when he was at the podium, I don't believe, because I have that one. And he doesn't. That's not in there.
Okay. Well, I thought it was at the actual thing that he did it. If it wasn't, then it's not as big a deal.
No.
So,
but listen, congratulations to JJ. Obviously the dude is a force. And it's hard to argue. I mean, I don't know that he would have been first on my ballot, but that's not a guy that I'm going to be like, oh, he's not deserving, because I think one of two or three guys could have won, and I think he's one of the ones that was very deserving.
And he's got the reputation now, and deservedly so. And I think, watching Kuechly yesterday, a healthy Kuechly, I'd almost rather have at times over JJ, but, what worries me, I wonder if he can keep this up because he started getting beat up a little bit this year. And I wonder if he can keep doing it, but he deserved it. And I mean, 3 in 5 years, pretty incredible. I do think, so good for him, but, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And I just think it's, don't you think he's already pretty much Hall of Fame material at this point? I mean, 5 years in?
I mean,
he could have three mediocre seasons from here on out, and I think he's.
It's hard to argue. I mean, I think that he needs to have a 10-12 year career, but yeah, I mean he's getting there for sure. I mean, if we're talking about Calvin Johnson, is he a Hall of Famer? I think it's a very similar circumstance, but I think JJ's going to have a long and prosperous career, you know. So I don't think he's definitely on the trajectory to be the first Texans Hall of Famer.
All right, let's try. Is that Arlen? Or I can't read that.
Arlen.
Yes. Hey guys.
Hey, sports,
great
Arlen.
Show, man. Sports to you.
Sports to you.
I just wanted to put my two cents in on the Peyton Manning response. I'm not so sure that he's trying to sell Budweiser. I believe it's. I think it was a prepared response from. He was asked the same question from two different reporters. And I just, he wanted to go home, kiss the wife, the kids, and do his thing and drink some Bud. And I think that's what he was trying to say. I don't think he was trying to sell anything.
See, had he just done it the first time, what he did on the field, okay. The second time when he says, I'm going to drink a whole lot of beer, a whole lot of Budweiser, like had to qualify that he wasn't just going to drink any beer. He was going to drink Budweiser. That's when I think it kind of went from being organic to being forced.
Well, and he, look at his career. He's a smart guy. He knows how to sell stuff. I don't think there's any way in hell he didn't have that planned.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Let's do one more. John. What's up, John?
Sports
to you.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on two things real quick. I know y'all talked about the Flacco versus Cam already. I wanted to say I couldn't agree more. I think if you go by like what y'all say all the time with the eye test, I mean, on that run Flacco had, he couldn't have looked any more sharp. He looked as good as any quarterback, I've ever seen down a stretch. The other thing is the old adage, defense wins championships. I know a lot of people have been talking about Denver's D, but
you know, being said that they held Carolina to 10 and they won the Super Bowl by giving up the less yards ever given up, you know, with an offense, putting out that offense output, where would you rank them among the great defenses ever?
I mean, I don't think they're – I don't even think they're as good as the Seahawks was 2 years ago. I mean, the Ravens going back to when they won with Dilfer. I think there's been a lot of better defenses. Obviously, the Bears in 85, the Bucks when they won. But it was still the best defense in the NFL this year, and it was still fairly dominant.
Yeah, I don't think I would put them in that category with the Ravens and the Bears. I mean, to me, those are still the two that, you know, I think were historically good.
You don't think that Seahawks team beat the Broncos was in that conversation?
Not with those two teams, no, but I think they're next in line.
Okay.
I mean, they're near the top of that list. 713-780-ESPN. Let's one more. Roger. What's up, Roger? Hello, Roger.
Sports Rog.
Go, Roger.
All right.
All right. Never mind.
Thanks for the call, Roger.
Anyway. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know, a lot of people trying to defend Peyton. It's like, I don't really, like I said, I don't really care.
Man, listen, if you want to shill for Budweiser, shill for Budweiser. I just think that was, that moment is a little bit tainted by doing it.
Yeah, I just think it's, there's times when things are too much. That's one of them.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to drive my Chevy truck home, and I'm going to, you know, have my family in there, and we're going to listen to XM satellite radio on the way home. We're going to stop off at Papa John's and get a couple of pizzas, and then we're going to drink a bunch of Budweisers on the way home. And then tomorrow we're going to get up early, and we're going to go, because McDonald's has breakfast all day now. You know, a lot of people don't know that. All-day breakfast at McDonald's. Like, in your big moment, that's what you do?
This is like NASCAR is what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to hate on him. Make your money, but don't try to fool me into thinking that was organic.
First off, I want to thank the Budweiser Bronco for riding in on the field. That was pretty awesome.
And again, if he had just done it the once, because it's not like this would have been the first time he's ever shilled for Budweiser in a post game, but if he'd just done it once, I would have said, oh, well, that he worked it in. Good for him. But the second time when he said, I'm going to go drink a bunch of beer, and then he like forced in, I'm going to go drink a bunch of Budweiser, like to follow it up. That's when I was like, oh, boy. And again, this was his big moment.
713-780-ESPN. And we do have the J.J. Watt stuff, and he did say it at the podium. So let's do that real quick. John?
Yeah, no, John was saying this was from several years ago, right?
No,
the one... This one is from this year. Okay. The one I pulled was from several years ago. Year is
J.J. Watt. This is incredible. I remember growing up playing football with my brothers in the yard and just trying to tap my toes, catching a ball before hitting the driveway or punting the ball and trying to down it on the 1 yard line. You know, all those little things that we do as kids emulating our NFL stars that we love growing up. Growing up in Wisconsin, I had guys like Reggie White and Brett Favre, and I always pretended that I was them in the front yard. And so for me to be able to stand up here now and know that there might be kids out there that pretend number 99 is literally one of the coolest things in the entire world. The funny thing to me is I was a two-star recruit coming out of college or coming out of high school going into college, and now I have 3 Defensive Player of the Year trophies. So screw all you guys who doubted me. Thank you guys.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad. It's not like it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, but at this stage, are you really still worried about what you were as a high school recruit?
Who cares about that? Like now.
Yeah, I mean, you get 3 Defensive Player of the Year awards. You've been to the playoffs 3 times in your 5 years. You're consensus best defensive player in the NFL. Why do you care about what was, yeah, you know, screw some guy in high school? Okay, I guess I'm with you. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And what do we got here? Oh, okay. We got to tell you guys about Pro Flowers. Valentine's Day is this weekend, guys. And if you're tired of guessing wrong on what she wants each Valentine's Day, the pros at Pro Flowers are here to take the guesswork out of it. And trust them. They're going to get you. They're going to do it right for you. They're going to deliver it for you. And you're going to get it before Valentine's Day. Don't wait until the last minute. Right now, they're offering our listeners 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $29.99. Or you can really be a hero and upgrade to long stem roses with a cherry red vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. All you have to do is go to proflowers.com and use the code Fred and AJ.
Yeah, don't wait till the weekend, guys. Send them to her this week when her coworkers can see them. You don't want to, you know, if you send them to the house, no one's going to know how badass of a guy you are. ProFlowers is quick, easy. Delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. They're guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. It's a no-brainer. You can't beat the price. You can't beat the convenience. ProFlowers takes care of it all, and you get the glory. My wife always loves getting those Pro Flowers. She loves the vase. It always comes with a really pretty vase, especially that upgraded vase. Here's the way to get this deal. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, type in Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in Fred and AJ. Don't wait for the weekend, guys. Order today. This deal expires Friday at midnight.
From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And joining us, as he does every Monday during football season, former Raiders cornerback, former UH cornerback, Stanford route. We were in your neck of the woods, your old neck of the woods last week there.
Bay.
Flew into Oakland, as a matter of fact, right by your old stadium.
Oh, yeah. Man, you gotta
love God.
That place is still a dump.
Dude, you look at
that
thing.
They need a new one.
You look at that thing and you say, no wonder they want to leave. I mean, it is in, it looks like a bomb went off, and then they put an old stadium in the middle of where the bomb went off.
Yeah. And they're right beside it. You got the NFL, the NBA best record.
Oh, yeah.
Warriors who play right there next to it.
But guess what? The Warriors are getting a new stadium.
Yeah, they definitely are.
And they're probably going to move them to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That Oakland, that's a dying city, man. It's a sad situation.
It definitely is. I know what you guys mean.
Yep. What were your thoughts? And I'll just, the topic of the day hasn't even been the Broncos, surprisingly, because I think Cam Newton kind of made it about himself at the end of the day. What did you think about him walking off the podium and just not taking the medicine? And I said, if you're a guy who wants to do the Superman dance and dab all day long, you got to take your medicine when things don't go your way. That was my takeaway from it. What'd you think?
Same here. What all the boastful, all the confidence, the swagger, all of that's great. You need that to play this game because this game is tough, and there's nothing wrong with that. But is the MVP, the face of the league, all of that, the face of the team, the one of the best quarterbacks in the league, maybe not top five, but definitely top 10. If you're going to go and tell everybody, hey, I wish they made Band-Aids for feelings, and if you don't want me to dance or you don't want me to dab, then don't let me in the end zone. Okay, well, Denver didn't let you in the end zone.
Yeah.
So you got to go and you got to take your lumps like a man. I'm not saying that you got to sit there at the press conference and be smiling and cheesing like a chess cat, but you have to at least have some sort of professionalism, and you can't just get up and walk out because you overhear Chris Harris talking about their game plan against you and how it actually worked. I thought that was childish, but he's young. He's going to grow up. At least he better grow up because no matter what, every Super Bowl, there's going to be a losing quarterback.
He's the 50th one.
And there's going to be a losing team. So that doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you're the worst quarterback ever. It just means you lost a damn game. Granted, it was a big game. I get that. But you can't go and just and pout and be like that. But like I said, he's been like that ever since he's been in the league.
Yeah.
And he just didn't have a chance to show it this year because they only lost one game. Well, now two. So I wasn't surprised, but yeah, he definitely – you got to clean that up.
Put yourself in Josh Norman's shoes for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Getting late in the game, you're down one score. Mm-hmm. But Cam just turned it over. Your backs are against the wall.
Yes.
You get called for defensive holding.
Uh-huh.
You look over to the sideline, and you see your quarterback flop on the ground
faint
like
to
a
the
fish.
Ground like that.
I mean, what does that say to you? Is the defense? I mean, that's got to be tough. You're just saying, dude, you're the one who put me in this spot, and now you're over here flopping like a fish because I got called for a penalty.
I think I know what you're saying. I wouldn't necessarily be mad at Cam for him falling like that. I think that's just him. It's an emotional game. It's the Super Bowl. It's the biggest game of your life. So everybody's going to be every play. You're going to be emotional, whether it's good or bad. You're going to damn near cry, or you're going to be joyful on every play. So I think that's just Cam just being him, his emotional, wearing his emotions on his sleeve self on that play. So I wouldn't take great offense to it. I mean, you don't have to be as demonstrative with
right.
it. But I do see how –
because you guys still had to stop the score. They still had to stop him from scoring, you know what I mean? The game wasn't over.
Well, yeah, but I think that put the nail in the coffin, the touchdown to C.J. Anderson on that run play, and then the one to Lattimore on the two-point conversion. I think, like, once I saw that, I was like, man, I was like, we're home. I was like, Denver's riding home right now. So I get it. I know exactly what you're trying to ask me, and maybe he shouldn't be as demonstrative with fainting like that, but the whole – like that type of awe moment where you seem like it's kind of like a letdown if somebody takes the wind out of your sail. That happens on the sidelines.
All right, like you said, the biggest game of his career, so obviously he's very emotionally invested. So when he fumbles the ball in the biggest game of his career,
I knew you were going there.
You expect the first thought to be, I got to pick that ball up, right? Mm-hmm. Not, if I jump in there, I might get hurt. I don't know what exactly goes through his mind there, but it sure looked like, I'm going to do it. Nah, this isn't a good idea. Back out. I mean, it's the biggest moment of the, and without that ball, you're not winning the game.
Nope.
So did you find that? Did you find any fault in that?
I don't know why he didn't dive on it. Maybe he misjudged the ball. Maybe he thought it was going to come closer to him, so he would just have to pick it up rather than dive on it. Maybe he made a business decision of, I don't want to dive in there, potentially get a concussion, and I'm out the next series. I don't know. I would like to think that he didn't just tank it and go ahead and just throw in the towel. I would like to think that. So because I don't know, I'm going to go ahead and give him the benefit of the doubt. That's all I'm going to do on that one. But,
all right.
But they definitely got after him.
How good is this Broncos defense? We were talking about a little earlier and comparing it to some of the other Super Bowl winning defenses. Do you think they match up well with teams like the 85 Bears and the Ravens and the Seahawks, or are they maybe a little bit below those teams? What are your thoughts on them historically?
Oh, they're definitely up there. I'm not going to go into where I would rank them, but they're definitely up there. And they're up there differently from the Seahawks because they actually have – the Seahawks pass rush seems more like it's schematic and it seems like it's by committee, which is the same thing with the Broncos, but the Seahawks don't have anybody who is a dead set standout. As soon as you flip on the screen, he's automatically getting into the backfield every single play, guy like Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. Seattle, they got great pass rush, but not with those standout singles like the Broncos do, and those guys wreak havoc. I wanted to see the Patriots win against the Broncos in the AFC title game, and the way Von Miller was getting off that ball, it just wasn't going to happen. And same thing going against Carolina. So I would definitely put them up there. I don't know where I'd rank them against the 85 Bears or the Seahawks or the Ravens, but they're definitely in that mix.
Was that fun for you seeing and really the Panthers defense played really well? Yeah. Too. As a former defensive back, was that fun for you to sit there and watch defense dominate, or was it boring?
No, it was fun for me because, honestly, the game went exactly the way I thought it would. I thought maybe the score might be a little closer, but I figured that Cam Newton would not have a great game. I figured his completion percentage would not be high, and it's because that Denver has a great pass rush. But the one counter move that Denver has is they have corners who can cover, not sit back and play in their zone and just play what the assignment's called by the D coordinator. They have corners who can cover. And I think that was the difference when they played against the Patriots as well, because whenever Tom Brady is able to scramble, That's where the corners are able to stick on their receivers for that extra split second, half second, whatever you want to call it, just like against the Chiefs. Chiefs got a good pass rush. But the corners for the Broncos can play man coverage and stick to you. So whenever the quarterback is able to scramble and most receivers are able to get open, that's where the Broncos just clamp down on you and usually winds up being a sack. So it was great to see. Like I said, it went exactly pretty much how I thought it would. And you got to love games like that because I think that right there is going to be a blueprint on how to beat the Panthers going forward. Now, obviously, not everybody has the personnel of the Broncos, but I do think that teams are going to look at this as a blueprint.
And let's be honest, this Panthers team's going to be back. They've got some really good players on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. They've drafted very well. They've got some guys who I think are just now starting to come into their own. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Obviously, the NFC is pretty hard to get through. But
yeah, definitely.
I mean, if you had to predict right now, Cam Newton play in another Super Bowl before his career is over?
Before his career is over?
Yeah. And not as a backup, not a David Carr sitting on the bench behind Eli, but as an actual guy leading a team to the Super Bowl.
Boy, that's a tough one. I wouldn't be surprised if he is in another one. I'll just go ahead and put it like that. If you would have told me after the 2010 season that Green Bay would not have been back to another Super Bowl in the following 5 years, I wouldn't have believed you. So going to the Super Bowl in either conference is that you got to have a little bit of luck involved. Like that's just how it goes. And the Panthers, you still got Arizona. You still got Seattle. You got the Vikings. They're slowly creeping up. You still got Aaron Rodgers with the Packers. If Tony Romo's back healthy next year and they got a decent run game like they did 2 years ago, the Cowboys might find themselves up in there. So I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina goes back to the Super Bowl in the next couple years, but I also wouldn't put any money on them going either.
All right, that's Stanford Rout, former Raiders cornerback, former UH cornerback. And Stanford, it's been a lot of fun doing the shows with you here during football season. And you're still doing stuff with Hustletown, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you can catch Stanford on Hustletown on Wednesday nights. All right, we have a lot more to get to, including a gym of the day, which I haven't done one of these since last Monday. So it better be a good one. It better be a good one. That's all I have to say. Oh, wait, I did it. We'll find out when we come back.
All right, guys, Valentine's Day coming up this Sunday. This year, give her a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and it's going to last a lifetime. Send a Bear Graham from Vermont Teddy Bear. Bear Graham gifts include a classically designed 15-inch tall teddy bear, gourmet chocolates, a personalized card, and a gift box. And they've got a ton of styles that range from sweet to funny to romantic to friendly. You can send a Bear Graham to just about anyone for any reason. Check out the entire collection, over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. Like I said, something for everybody. They've got the zombie bear this year, the beer my Valentine bear, the pizza my heart bear. They've got them all, and they are all amazing. It's an awesome way to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. All 15-inch bears are handmade in Vermont, guaranteed for life. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Sunday. Delivery's guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR. Tell them A.J. Hoffman from The Blitz sent you.
Hey, it's Owen Daniels, part of the Super Bowl 50 champion Denver Broncos. Keep on listening. Home with the Badgers, ESPN Radio 975.
All right. We are back on
Dang,
the Blitz.
Who got that?
I think it was coordinated with Pearson and this other guy. I guess it was a runner for you guys. He was like 6'5".
Oh, yeah, Hodor.
Yeah, I think he did. He grabbed it from Owen Daniels.
Oh, nice. Man, nice. That dude, that was a giant dude.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Very quiet for as big as he was. So how many of these seats are we supposed to give away for Thursday's Blitz Spring Poker Classic?
I think we have 10 today.
10.
By the way,
let me double check.
Okay, let me bitch for a second here. I haven't done that all day. Maybe I have, but not about this.
Well, yeah, you have, but that's all right.
Can't we wait like a week after football season ends before we are starting to do the poker? It's like they wait for football season to end, and then immediately they're like, we got to do the poker tournament now.
Man, don't ask me.
I think it's because they didn't want to bleed it into March Madness. Because the finals are on like March 8th, I believe, or something like that. First Thursday of March.
Because it'd be dumb to you know, go out to a bar when there's a crowd.
And no, I think they're gonna do March Madness separately.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Well, let's give away three seats to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday, February 11th at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. The tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45. The top 25 in this qualifier win a seat in the final round and a chance to win the Nuts Grand Prize Pack. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. We'll go callers 10, 11, and 12. You're playing poker Thursday. If you don't win a spot, feel free to come on out. We usually get everybody in, but it's always, you know, you never know. The sooner you get there, the better, though. And that'll be at Dave and Buster's on Richmond Thursday. I went ahead and took the first one, so you didn't have to
thank you for that, by the way.
But, yeah, it's not like, that's the thing. It's kind of a grind being gone, and then I have Sam Houston to deal with, too. So it's not like the timing could be better, but, you know, we're doing this for the Blitzers. And I want to see a Blitzer win the grand prize instead of one of those free poker knuckleheads. Anyway, all right, we got to do this Ad Hoc Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Ad Hoc Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know, it's nice to hear that song again. It's been too long. It's been a week. All right, this one is going to be right up your alley because it involves a snake. Oh. And I know you love snakes, and if you could keep them at your home, I'm sure you'd have 30 of them. Festus, Missouri. That's a real place, Festus, Missouri, apparently. A 20-year-old is facing charges after he was caught on surveillance video stealing a snake. Apparently, he stole a boa constrictor. Stole a boa constrictor. Marshall Parsons, a rainbow boa constrictor. From the Exotic Amphibian and Reptile Center, security cameras show a man who appears to be Parsons. The store posted images on its Facebook of the thief, and the replies pointed to him as the culprit. He was arrested and admitted to stealing the snake. He claimed to have used a screwdriver to open the snake's enclosure before hiding it in his jacket. The problem is, the snake is still missing, because apparently he lost it in Lowe's. He went into Lowe's with the snake. And lost it.
How big is the snake again?
It doesn't say how big it is, but it's not a full-grown boa constrictor, obviously, because he got it in his jacket. But if you're going to steal a snake, what the hell are you doing taking it to Lowe's?
Yeah, I'm not sure on that.
Yeah. So this guy is dumb and careless. So anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we will get back with more of your phone calls when we come back, and we'll also deal with the Granado thing that you guys keep asking about.
To talk about.
Yeah, we'll have fun with that. Don't worry.
All right, guys, maybe you're having another boring day at a job that you hate, or maybe you're working too many hours and missing out on our show. Or maybe you're just not getting enough dough for the work that you're doing. Ask yourself this. How many guys you know who are working in the computer industry? Everybody's got a buddy working in IT. And how many of those guys are flat broke, can't pay their bills? Nope, doesn't happen. That's because there are a ton of computer jobs out there, and IT is consistently ranked as one of the fastest-growing job industries in the country. The place to go to get the skills you need, mycomputercareer.edu. There's a huge demand right now for certified pros, and My Computer Career has job placement specialists that will work with you to get you hired. Houston is hot right now for IT, one of the hottest job markets for computers in the country. Companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the skills and certification. And I know what you're thinking. Going back to school is going to take too long. I got bills to pay. I got a mortgage. Not with My Computer Career. You'll be in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. You got no excuses, man. Go out there and get that money. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. It's the first step to changing your life and making more money. MyComputerCareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.